So Moshe Rabbeinu begins his blessing by praising Hashem, describing how Hashem appeared at Sinai. And this is the way all greats give their blessings and their prayers, David, Shlomo, and that's how our sages taught us we're supposed to fashion our prayer. We begin our prayer with Avot and Gvurot, we praise, and we end our prayer with praise, and only in the middle do we ask what we want. And that's really what Moshe Rabbeinu does over here also. He begins by describing God's greatness, and he ends by describing God's greatness, and only in the middle does he give the blessing. Moshe Rabbeinu says, Hashem gave us the Torah mimino, from His right. And from here we derive the importance of the right. From here we derive that when we take a Sefer Torah out of the Ark, we carry it on our right side. When we get an Aliyah, we hold the Sefer Torah by the right handle. And in general, when we perform mitzvot, we hold on to them with our right hand. How far does this extend is a discussion in halacha. We know that it applies even to things that are not mitzvot. We put on our right shoe first. Some say you're supposed to put your right sleeve in first, your right hand into the sleeve. So we apply it to many, many things. When we make a blessing, we hold the fruit, the vegetable, whatever it is, in our right hand. But it all began over here, where Moshe Rabbeinu describes God's giving of the Torah as having been given from the right hand. And God gave us mimino eish dat. God gave us a religion that's fire. And why do we need a religion that's fire? The Gemara says there are different brazen creatures. There's the animal that's the most brazen. There's the bird that's the most brazen. There's the land that's the most brazen. And there are the people that are the most brazen. And the people that are the most brazen, that are the most az, are the Jewish people. The Gemara says if the Jewish people didn't have the Torah, then no creature could stand in front of them. And that's why we needed a religion that's like fire. That's our muzzle, so to speak. That's our restrainer. Eish dat. The Jewish people needed a religion that's fire.
So wait, we could just destroy the entire world?
It seems like we would. But that's our nature. The Torah is what refines our nature.
Can we destroy countless dimensions as well?
That's what it seems. That's what it seems like.
So the Torah but don't we need the Torah in order to fuel our souls as well?
Yeah, and to make us better people and over the generation.
How do we, without the Torah, could we destroy countless of spiritual worlds?
I don't know. The blessing continues.
And would that be evil?
That's what it seems like. So it seems like.
That's already going too much Kabbalah.
The bracha continues. Af chovev amim. Hashem likes nations, but kol kedoshav biyadecha. God, so to speak, holds on to the holy ones, to the Jewish people. And Chazal said that this is a reference to a few concepts. One, Moshe Rabbeinu turned to God and he said, "You place two yokes in this world, the yoke of the nations and the yoke of the Torah. You can't expect people to have two yokes on them." And so Hashem said, okay, whoever takes upon himself the yoke of the Torah, the yoke of the nations will be removed from him. I remember when I was here 7 years ago about. So I had problems getting an yeshua from the army to continue learning. So at one point I went to one of my rebbeim and I said, look, I'm going to have to leave because they're not letting me stay and learn, and I have to continue learning. I'm not yet holding anywhere where I could stop. So he said to me this Gemara. He said, whoever accepts upon himself the yoke of Torah, they remove from him the yoke of the nations. May it be the will of Hashem that the yoke of the army should leave you. You should be able to continue learning in peace.
The person takes the yoke of the nations off him and the yoke of the Torah.
So then he's got problems.
But what
is with the religious soldier? Is he not taking both yokes off him?
I don't know. That's a separate discussion about how do we view the army today in general. How do we view the army here?
You can have only the yoke of Torah and can be a soldier, right? Because Torah is also being a soldier.
So maybe we'll get to that. I don't know if today, or maybe I hope we'll still have one more class on Vezot HaBracha. We also have to do Breishis this week. In the end, when Moshe Rabbeinu describes the blessing of Yehuda and the blessing of the Jewish people as a nation that takes pride in their sword, there we'll have to discuss how we view the army. Wait a second. What's Moshe Rabbeinu telling us here? That we have to discuss, and even in our parasha, but I'm not, but not yet. There's another understanding in this. Kol kedoshav biyadecha. All the holy ones are in your hand, and this is quoted often in Levayas, in eulogies of great people. So they quote this medrash that Hashem, so to speak, picks the flowers. Sometimes when the nation deserves to be punished, so God says, Kol kedoshav biyadecha, I take the holy ones into my hand instead of the nation. And one holy one can save many, many other people. The pasuk says, Torah tziva lanu Moshe morasha kilat Yaakov. Notice, we have one pasuk in our parsha, a very famous pasuk. 6, 2, 4, 7 words in the pasuk, and this pasuk Chazal tell us, according to one opinion, if a person just wrote this pasuk in a sefer Torah, it's as though he wrote the whole Torah. One pasuk, 7 words, and it's as though he wrote the whole Torah. How does that work? It's not even a mitzvah; it's just a recording. So let's analyze this pasuk, because this pasuk is central to Judaism. We say when a child learns how to talk, his father teaches him to speak Lashon HaKodesh, and he teaches him that his first words are this pasuk. Torah tziva lanu Moshe. Moshe commanded us the Torah, Morasha Kilat Yaakov, it's an inheritance to the people of Jacob. This pasuk, Torah, Chazal tells, we know, is Gematria 611. Moshe Rabbeinu taught us 611 mitzvot, 2 we heard straight from God. And this pasuk tells us that the Torah is an inheritance to all of us. The first class I gave from Machon Meir, there were a group of people who came here from Europe, non-observant Jews, and they were on tour in Israel, and part of their tour involved coming to Machon Meir. And one evening the Machon wanted to give them a class, and they had no one to give them a class, so they called me and said, give them a class tomorrow. These guys are flying back to Europe. They're all going back to their colleges. They don't know much about religion. They don't keep anything. They don't know anything. So see what you can tell. That was the first class I gave for Machon Meir. So you're supposed to talk to people who don't know the first thing about Torah. And you know this is the last words of Torah they're going to hear before tomorrow morning getting on a flight going back to Europe. What are you supposed to tell them? So I did what any good Jew would do. I called up my father and I said, Dad, what do I say? What do I tell people? And my father told me this pasuk. My father told me, you have to teach them this pasuk. Torah tziva lanu Moshe morasha kilat Yaakov. That this is an inheritance for the Jewish people. It does not matter how many times a person has transgressed or how far a person has gone from the Torah is his inheritance. It belongs to him. We have certain gifts, like the land of Israel. We have gifts that Chazal teaches they aren't simple to attain, and if a person turns his back on them, then they turn their back on him. But the Torah isn't that way. The Torah is always waiting for us, and it doesn't matter how many times a person has walked away or how many times a person has transgressed, it's like his inheritance. The Medrash says, there was a prince that when he was a kid, he was captured. So this child, he was captured and taken overseas. And this child knows that even if 100 years pass, if he'll ever get back, if he'll ever make it back across the sea, he's welcome in the kingdom. He's the prince. That's his kingdom. So too every Jew has to know. Whenever he wants to come back to the Torah, it's his inheritance. He belongs. And this is the message that my father told me then. This is the most important message. What you'll get them to keep? Well, it's unlikely that in the 45 minutes you're going to have with them tonight, you're going to be able to explain to them the beauty of the Torah. But what you can tell them is that the Torah is always there for them. Morasha kilat Yaakov, this is inheritance for all of us. Chazal tell us, let's say you went to a shir, and the guy next to you says, tell me what the rabbi say in shir. And you say, oh, it was fascinating. Boy, he said such a phenomenal shir. It's a pity you missed it. It's really sad, you know. It was really interesting. The Torah says, you're a thief. Morasha, it's all of our inheritance. If you can give someone Torah, someone asks you for Torah, you can give it to them, you have to give it to them. It belongs to all of us. It doesn't belong to me, it doesn't belong to you, it belongs to everyone. Morasha, it's the inheritance of everyone.
So So you can't say no when somebody asks to teach?
If someone wants Torah, so if you can, you have to give it to them. What? Okay, so technicalities. Good questions. Moshe Rabbeinu taught us the Torah. Torah tziva lanu Moshe. In this verse, we have the equation which we began discussing earlier. Morashat, the inheritance of the kihilat, of the congregation of Yaakov. Notice that the Torah of Moshe and the congregation of Yaakov go hand in hand. Moshe, we call his Torah Torat Emet. And by Yaakov we say, Titen Emet le Yaakov. They both have the trait of Emet, of truth, of justice. They were both shepherds. They were both the third. We know Aaron weighed down on one side. He was Chesed. Miriam weighed down on the other side. And Moshe Rabbeinu was the middle ground. We have Avram, Chesed weighing on one side, Yitzchak on the other side, and Yaakov's the middle ground.
So Miriam is judgment?
That needs discussion. What is that middle ground? Moshe Rabbeinu fought with angels. Yaakov Avinu fought with angels. Moshe Rabbeinu gave us the Torah. Yaakov was fit to give the Torah, but there weren't enough Jews to give the Torah to. It wasn't yet the time. Yaakov passed away in Chutz Laretz. Moshe passed away in Chutz Laretz. Moshe passed away with a kiss, and Yaakov also, it never says that he died, that the angel of death touched him. And our pasuk over here is alluding to Torah tziva lanu Moshe, Moshe kihilat Yaakov, to the correlation between Moshe and Yaakov.